to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready.
Hello. We're having technical difficulties.
Yeah. Well, we're back. It's Wednesday. We haven't been on in a while. So thank you for anyone coming back after this long break we had. We're excited to bring you to UFC fighter Brad Kelly. What's up? How are you? Thank you for being here with us tonight.
Thanks for having me. How you going? How you guys doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Yeah.
You just at home relaxing?
Yes. Just got home from the gym, actually.
Nice. Where are you located right now? Where are you fighting out of?
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay. So it's not too cold. I'll say it's a
cold. Colder than usual.
Cold? No, really? Really?
Yeah. It's like 32 at night down now, so it's not too bad.
Oh, fine. Yeah. I'm up in St. Louis. Matt's in the nice Florida, so he's got the nice weather down there.
Okay. Where are you at?
Florida.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. We're open for business and having fights all the time. And yeah, it's all good.
So I want to talk to you. Just get out of the way. You have King Tomlinson, first round, right? Finished.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about that fight. The last thing where we saw you, and where you're gonna go from here.
I'm about to sign a 3-fight contract with BKFC, so hopefully I found a new home with those guys. MMA, you know, I've been fighting for 13 years and didn't quite get the publicity that I needed or the push that I needed, so I finally jumped into something that is blowing up, and I can be a part of that now. So,
how did you like the transition from MMA going on to the BKFC? Was that a tough one? Is that something that you kind of felt like that was something you're made for?
Well, I thought it was going to be it was easy in a way, but I thought it was going to be a lot easier just because I'm a striker. But I found myself in the clinch early in the fight, and I couldn't kick, couldn't elbow, couldn't take down. So I kind of like my mind scrambled for a second. So, you know, I just kind of had to get used to that.
I will say, so you have the Muay Thai background, right? That's what I was reading about.
MMA, I trained in a Muay Thai gym under Eric Graham. We're affiliated with Israel Gomez with Killer Bees.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's striking. I wonder if it's hard for people to transition when they can't use all their other advantages to fight people, because I can totally imagine that. In one of my boxing matches, I was taken down a double leg takedown in a boxing match because I was boxing a wrestler. And so it's always fun seeing people transition from one art to the next.
Yeah.
But you won, so that you must have some great striking behind you on that one. Was it different punching now without the weight of the gloves? How was that on your bare hands now?
Well, I thought it was, like I said, I was worried about breaking my hand because, you know, everybody talks about, oh, you're going to break your hands, you're going to break your hands. So honestly, it wasn't a factor, you know, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, and you've been doing
it. It was just pressure. That was it.
Yeah, so it wasn't a huge difference from the MMA.
Look. Nah.
No, okay.
I will say that the only difference is, like, I'll take body shots just to get in and give shots, but I caught a broken rib in the first 20 seconds of the fight, so I wouldn't recommend taking body shots bare knuckle.
was that the only injury you came out of that night?
Yeah, and I got a little cut right there in my eye.
That's nice.
And I've always wanted like a dog fight in an MMA fight, but every time I get into one, people want to take me down, you know. So
yeah,
I was kind of expecting that. I just didn't expect to bleed that bad.
Some people are scared in the face. And so what was it? That's the worst injury you've had. So that was a cut when you have a broken rib. Did you receive any of that in your MMA career?
Out of 13 years, I've only broken, I smashed my thumb in the second round of one fight and had to have surgery on it. That's the only injury I've had. Still finished the fight though.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think like MMA, that's where you get really rocked and that's when you get all the nasty. They don't realize half the time those are the gloves, honestly, probably doing that damage and the belt broken or however the person's throwing. So what was it like now taking that damage then in the BKFC? It only lasted one round, so you couldn't have.
Yeah, the round went really quick, like I said, as opposed to 5-minute rounds in MMA. But with BKFC, you know, they're going to get a lot more higher pace just because, you know, it's 2-minute rounds. So it evens out, I guess.
Were you trying to go the distance, though, or are you trying to look for that
finish? I'm always trying to finish somebody. MMA is kind of hard because you have such a – as soon as you hurt somebody, they want to wrap up on you. So
yeah,
you can always finish, especially at a high level.
Yeah. So, and then I don't mind that. It's just they always go for the submissions, and I'm more of a striker. I like striking.
Yeah, me too.
I do enjoy grappling, but I'd rather see a ground and pound and a dog fight, like you're saying, versus just going for a quick submission.
Yeah.
And sometimes people, you know, when you do that first round finish, though, I see a lot of fighters get frustrated because that's when they just get warmed up and they wanted more.
I just wanted to get the first one out of the way, you know.
Yeah. And that made a statement, though. So right, getting the BKFC, that's a great statement. So you know, you have two or three fight lines now. Fight kind. You have a two or three fight line.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So there's I figured like everybody told me, you know, my striking is, you know, on a different level than anybody else's. And the very first fight, you know, I didn't really get to showcase a whole lot of the movement, the pivots, the slipping and all that, just because it was a little different to me. The lights were brighter, you know, it's just a bigger show. So I had to, you know, kind of get my feet wet and get used to it. But I got some high level strike and I'm going to expose that.
Did you have to change your camp then for this? Or is there anything that you had to tweak in how you're traditionally trained?
One second. Okay. No. Because I'm real kick heavy in my fights and I set up my punches with my kicks, like a lot of wheel kicks, spinning back kicks, question mark kicks, all that stuff. So, I had to do like a 6-week fight with no kicking at all. even in some sparring, you know, I kind of wanted, if somebody like to the side of me, I wanted to do like a spinning elbow, and I had to kind of like, you do that. You know, that's the only thing.
That's insane though, that he actually cracked a rib of yours. What was that, just an upper or a body hook?
Yeah, the very, like I said, I'm used to, I'll take a body shot just to give a few shots. And it was the very first uppercut in the first round. I was just like, I felt it great too. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. That's been so interesting being a striker that you got a cracked rib. And I usually see that coming from heavy kicks. So that's really interesting.
I looked at some pictures, you know, online or whatever, and that joker's got like mechanic hands. He's a grown man. You know what I mean?
They did right too. If they just hit it, especially if you're coming at them and you push the momentum like against that punch.
Yeah. No, he dug it in there for sure. And I didn't see it. Like nobody even knew I broke my rib. Like nobody, what, you broke a rib? I'm like, yeah. You know, I don't try to show pain in fights. You know what I mean? Like if you let somebody know it, then they're going to capitalize on it.
Did you know that immediately?
Huh?
Did you know that immediately? Did that something you had to push through or?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like as soon as he hit me, I felt it break like immediately and I couldn't even breathe. And I was, and usually, you know, everybody asked me if I was going to clinch a lot. I don't like clinching. I don't want anybody touching me. I just want to sit there and strike.
Yeah.
And I was actually the one who initiated the clinch because the rib was broken and he flipped me open and I was like, you know what, let's hug.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
Until it ends too early and then you're like, damn, like I wanted to go a couple more rounds.
Yeah, so- well actually I couldn't breathe. I was glad he went down like on the last punch because I couldn't breathe at all.
And you just stuck it up.
It would have been really hard to finish the fight, but I would have.
I always admire, I don't know if it's, I would call it an admiration, but I totally do get like tickled pink or just really like, I feel for the person when they're done and then you see them all of a sudden take off their game face and they're limping, they can't barely stand, they're hunching over. Like as soon as they get, you know, that last round in or the finish, you just see them like take off that poker face and then you see the injuries come out. And I totally appreciate the fighters that do that. They break their foot, like what do they do? They're moving a little different, and you can't tell any of that until it's over. And you just have so much appreciation for them. Like when they finally let the pain show through, it's like, damn, that's what they're fighting for.
Yep. Like I've told my coach so many times, like when I broke my hand, went back in the second round, I was like, hey man, I just smashed my hand. He was like, what are you gonna do? You know, I'm not gonna pull out of the fight. So I went back out there, finished the fight. I broke toes before 2 weeks before the fight. Ended up training with it and still broke them again in the middle of the fight and still finished, you know, but
nobody toes are the worst. Toes are the worst.
Oh man. I remember I fought Jeremiah Scott, not my last MMA fight, but the one before, and he kneed me right in the eyeball. And it felt like it knocked all my teeth out. And we ended up going to the clinch and breaking us up. Well, immediately I was like, oh man, he knocked my teeth out. So I like pulled my mouthpiece out and I was like, oh, they're still there. I'm like, okay, well, you know, we still fighting. And he told me after that, he said, I could tell by the look in your eye, whether your teeth are still there or not, you were still going to fight, you know. But for like 2 or 3 weeks, every time I mash on my eye, it felt like my teeth were gone.
Okay. So I had I stopped training for about a year because I took a nasty head kick in training from another pro fighter. I'm not pro, but she's a pro fighter. And it actually snaps my orbital bone, it fractured it, and then that's where the nerve went in. I know what you're talking about, because if I touch here, I could feel like little lightning things, but I thought I was missing my three front teeth.
Yes.
And it's technically, it's because you might have pinched that nerve in there, so it kind of takes away all that feeling, so I totally get that.
Yeah.
I would just sit there and like try and feel for my teeth like 4 months ago.
Yeah, I was just happy all my teeth are still there. I'm like, I gotta keep it as pretty as I can.
Yeah, I don't want the fake teeth, not yet. I don't need them. So what do you got on your radar now?
Say again?
What do you have on your radar for the next couple of months?
They were talking about having me back on BKFC late February or early March. So
okay.
I'm in training for that right now. I just did some sparring for the second time tonight, a little harder than the first time. So I caught one little body shot. I could tell if I got cracked too hard, it would break again. So I'm still trying to let that heal up a little.
Okay.
But, so is there any talks about who you're, looking to fight or anybody being mentioned?
I don't care, man. Like I'm confident in my striking. Like I'm not arrogant by no means, but I think I'll give anybody in the top five a run for the money in my striking.
Are you looking at anybody yourself? Like who you got your eye on?
Let me tell you, a lot of people call out people that they can beat. Like they know for a fact they can beat. I want to call out the people that I know give me a hard time, because that's what makes good fights.
That's good.
So Joey Elmore always says, you know, nobody calls me out because I'm hard headed, I'm crazy, you know, this, that. I mean, he is. He's a good fighter, man, but I think I give him a run for his money. Elvin Brito, I think is his name. Yeah. He called me out. So, I mean, any of those fights, I'll be happy to do.
Nice. So,
go ahead.
Did you enjoy yourself in Mississippi? I mean, for the BKFC 15 anyone of the fighters stand out to you?
In my weight class, or just any fight in general?
Just in general. Was there any fight you just held your attention or?
Quentin Henry's pretty fun. He's a pretty fun guy. He was in the back. He was showing out a lot. He's got a lot of testosterone. he's a monster. I like him. Tyler Goodjohn, of course, he's coming over from across the pond, so he's making some noise, and I like to see who they match him up with next. I think he wants to fight my boy Jason Knight. Charles Spelling, you know, he's always entertaining.
So, who's that?
Charles Spelling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's funny.
He's funny. I got a party with him a little bit, so.
He won't follow nobody back on Instagram, though, so I'm kind of mad.
I'm getting salty about that stuff. By the time it's sticking, you're like, why won't you follow me?
Because I'm the wrong gender, I guess.
Yeah.
I need to identify as a woman, that way you'll follow me back.
Some boobs help, that's for sure. So what are you doing on your – do you do anything special for your training? Are you on a diet plan or no? Or no, you just
– I need to be on a strict diet plan. Christmas and the New Year's come around. And I told myself, I was like, all right, I'm going to eat clean. Then the broken rib happened. And I'm just like, I'm going to eat for a little bit. But, yeah, I got to clean my diet up. Just train. That's it.
So you haven't really changed any of that, those mechanics, though, as far as, like, weight cuts or anything like that?
No.
From MMA to go into the BKFC, there's nothing.
Yes, it's the same. Yeah.
Well, I do apologize to everybody. We have had technical difficulties, so we're running late, and I do have to cut the interview a little short. So we'd like to have you back on.
Sure.
But, if you want to give your shout-outs to your sponsors and anybody for you.
Yeah, I got to get them all together, so I'll blab around about that. But Audrey Cummings, she is my strength and conditioning coach / manager. She takes care of everything, so I want to give a shout-out to her. She's making a lot of noise, too. She just tried out for the BKFC, actually, in Plant City, so she's waiting to hear some news back from them.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was really great having you on. Like I said, we are running short, so we do have to.
Sure.
Thank you, man. We'll have you back on.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
Nice. Right.
Talk to you later.
All right, brother.
Yeah. Sorry, it's going to be short shows tonight. We're just pressed for time, so.
Damn.
But we're gonna do a quick reset here, and then we will be back with Gustavo Lopez from UFC. So if you want to follow us, go to Fight Mixer TV on Facebook, and you can follow us there.
Tune right back in. Come follow us. Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Perfect.